I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Former big league pitcher Matt Clement here with us. All right, Matt, some of these names are starting to come off the board. Schwarber to Philly. Pirates reportedly made a pretty sizable offer on him. Pete Alonso today to the Orioles. What's your take?
Well, I mean, I think the effort for Schwarber was a legit effort. I know there's a lot of people are trying to say, oh, the Pirates are making sure everybody knows that to make them look good and really weren't serious. When you throw that kind of money, it looks like that they threw out there. I feel it's serious. And when you dig deeper into the Schwarber, we've discussed him, and it was kind of like a dream as a Pirate like fan that you get somebody like him. You know, getting him away from a big market team, the dude's been in the playoffs, I think, every year in his career but one. To lead a hopeful playoff team that, you know, hasn't been in the mix a while. You know, I don't even know if the Pirates had an offer they could have made and that could have kind of lured them away when you start to really think about it. So not surprising what's went down so far, but plenty of time left, and this free agent market kind of, this has fallen to the point where somebody like the Pirates that hasn't won for a while is kind of, you know, stuck. They kind of have to go right now.
Pete Alonso reportedly 5 years, $155 million to the Orioles, who are in a much more similar market to the Pirates, Matt. And I can, I think, make the reasonable inference that the Pirates did not even remotely try to get Pete Alonso based on, if they did make an effort like they did with Schwarber, we would have heard about it. And it would have, as you said, gotten out there. People would have leaked that the Pirates were a serious player here. What is your reaction to the idea that they probably didn't make any kind of serious attempt to sign a guy like that?
Well, I feel like the Pirates aren't going to get two of these guys. And the Schwarber thing kind of just, you know, it just happened. And then Alonso piggybacked off it, whether there was any initial discussion or not. And it seems like, you know, I know it feels like, because the Orioles didn't have a great year last year, like, to me, the Orioles are still a team that's in the process of being, with all those young prospects they have over the last couple of years. Last year was kind of like that dud year in the middle of a team that's kind of on the up and coming and moving. So I think that, you know, Pete Alonso, it seemed like he had some people that were after him that were, you know, you're leaving the Mets. It didn't look like this was a Pete Alonso move just for money. It was a move for, he still wants to compete. And again, doesn't mean the Pirates can't compete, but there just isn't a history of it there. And I think from the outside looking in, we're excited as Pirate people right now because it's a good young class. A good young staff that they're trying to add pieces to make it competitive. But from the outside looking in, it's not like, you know, a Pete Alonso is looking at this and say, oh, I could be the one piece that changes this whole Pirate thing. A lot of these younger guys are unknown how they're going to turn out.
Matt, somebody texted in an interesting thought about some of these Boris guys. Scott Boris, the biggest power broker in baseball, and he's had an adversarial relationship with the Pirates for years, dating back to some of the guys the Pirates drafted and then had a hard time signing. Someone texted in and said, might this be a better situation for them with Boris because he always directs his clients to take the most money? And if the Pirates offer $1 more than another team, he's going to push his client in that direction. Is that accurate?
I think it's accurate, but again, I don't know if it's accurate so much with somebody like Alonso or Schwarber, if that makes sense. Is it accurate with Ryan O'Hearn or Rhys Hoskins or Mike Yastrzemski? Potentially. Because those guys are still trying to get there, like, really, some of them gotten some decent paydays, but, like, get their latest payday. So, yeah, it could be. I did read that Boris made a positive comment, I felt, like, that the Pirates were in on the Schwarber, and it's nice to have teams that aren't usually in the mix for some of the big free agents throwing their name in the ring for it. And, that was at least a positive coming out of Boris's mouth.
Matt, I assume, though, despite the fact that they missed out on these two big power hitters, you still are planning the ticker tape parade because they have Gregory Soto in the fold from the Mets?
Well, I mean, we knew they needed a left hand in the bullpen. This team is going to revolve around this pitching staff. I think it's a great pickup. I know it's not moving the needle like the Pirates.
Mets fan, Matt, as I think you know well because you know us, Pony is a Mets fan by birth. And the last time the Pirates made any kind of acquisition of a reasonably well-known Mets player in an offseason, it was Neil Walker being dealt for John Neese. Pony and I didn't work together then, but I think Pony's comment to anyone who would listen was, John Neese stinks. And unfortunately, he was proven very correct. He is not as bullish as you are, to say the least, on Soto.
I think it's just hard to say, well, this guy gets lefties out when you can't just bring in a guy to face lefties anymore with the new three batter rules that are in effect.
Yeah, I will say this, like, I can't disagree with what you're saying, honestly, but when you have very little to choose from as far as the left side in that bullpen, that is a priority to get when you're trying to win games. Like, you need that leverage guy that can, you know, hopefully do that. And I feel like I've said this all along, and hopefully it kind of flips this year, but guys, like, if we're going to, when you bring somebody here to Pittsburgh from the Mets, you're leaving leverage and pressure, and you're coming here and you kind of find your own. And baseball is all about momentum. And you come here where it's, you know, a lot of guys we brought here that came from New York in the past and kind of found themselves in their career with a little less pressure underneath them. So, like, I see the move being a move that was needed. Charrington of recent time here has been pretty good with these pitching moves and building this pitching staff. So I'm not going to kind of question that one as much as I'm more worried about what we're going to do here on the hitting front.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's a report that Skeens talked to the Pirates higher-ups and said, if you guys need me to call or text or get on the horn with these guys to recruit them on Pittsburgh, I'm willing to do that. And I said to Chris before he brought you on, that's obviously a nice, noble gesture, an olive branch by Skeens. But I just don't know what kind of impact a guy saying, hey, come here and play, even if he's the greatest pitcher in the world, is going to have on a guy ultimately choosing Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
you know, with all due respect, like for me, if Skeens called me and say, "Hey, come join this rotation," and I'm coming because that would be awesome. But we're not worrying about joining the rotation. And I feel like, I think we've talked about this in the past, it doesn't move the needle a lot for me. It's great. It's great unless he has a relationship, like a personal relationship with one of these guys that he wants to come and play on the same team as him. I think when I look at that front of people calling or wanting to go somewhere because somebody's there, I'm more looking at it as, okay, I'm a pitcher and this team rakes and they're going to get me 6-7 runs a game and I'm used to getting no run support. I'm going to go to this team because they don't make errors. They score a ton of runs. That makes me want to go to a team more so than a pitcher calling like a hitter and saying like, "Hey, come save us, you know, come be that hitter." It needs to be more of a conglomerate of hitters. And again, if there's anybody to call right now in the MLB, he could be influential, but I feel like it works in the opposite way more than it works in the pitcher trying to recruit hitters. It works more to me like hitters trying to recruit pitchers to come help us.
Yeah, what would Skeens' pitch be? If the Pirates are trying to recruit a pitcher, it would be like, "Come here. You'll get to learn what real pressure is all about. Can you make do with one run?" So it's like an episode of Pawn Stars. It's the best we can do is a run.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.